This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Good morning to you. It's a Monday. We're happy you were with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim. That's Ethan. And we got Susan Thomas along with your traffic. A few changes, it sounds like, in traffic patterns on, where was that, Ethan? I-55 this morning. Is that
surprise,
what I heard?
Surprise, surprise.
Yes, indeed. Just be prepared for it. Looks like a hot day in store. Would this be like the first time we've hit 90 this spring? Going to be close if it's not, just so you know. We'll keep you updated on all that for you as we move along this morning. We got lots to get to. We got this terrorist attack, clearly a terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. Mainstream media may hesitate to say it, but you got to call it for what it is. When you scream Free Palestine and throw Molotov cocktails at Jewish people, it's a hate crime. And what a shame that the mainstream media didn't want to say that for so long yesterday. Like, it's painful for them to report that. It's just the same old story keeps repeating itself, it seems like. So we'll cover that for you. The attack by the Ukrainian army on Russia deep up in Siberia apparently damaged a bunch of their long-range bombers yesterday. That story's kind of developing from overnight. And, you know, here at home, we're still covering what's going on with the cleanup from the storms. So we'll get that. We'll get to the latest on that for you here coming up. I promise you that. And we've got all that for you, Kim. I don't know if you noticed were you there this weekend? You didn't mention this because I asked you earlier what you did this weekend, and you didn't fess up to it. But I saw where the St. Louis County Library System, and I'd love to know the answer to this. Had the one and only Rachel Maddow at the pageant.
I was so bummed I missed that.
Sponsored by the St. Louis County Library System. Now, I looked at their list of authors they have invited this year, and a lot of them have just written acts of fiction, which sounds very much like Rachel Maddow's new book, An American Fight Against Fascism. So she went to the pageant. And did she get paid? Her speaking fee is $50,000 to $100,000, according to her talent agency. Did she come and do this as part of a book tour, or did they pay her? I'd love to know the answer to that, and I'm sure other St. Louis County taxpayers would love to know the answer to that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all that the library with taxpayer money would be backing that. I mean, certainly she would probably have charged something because the pageant would have to know that would be a draw for people to come.
Oh, it was sold out. 65 bucks a person.
Yeah, and it had to have
been.
And
they sold out the pageant. I don't know how many the pageant holds. I've been to a couple of events down there over the years, but rock events, let's put it that way. But I have no idea what that is down there this weekend. Just so thrilled that I wonder if the St. Louis County Library Association has invited any conservative book authors recently. Now, 7 or 8 years ago, we used their space for a Brian Kilmeade event. But we reached out to them, and they agreed to let him use the space. And the best of my knowledge, the last time we reached out, we were turned down for that request, if I remember that correctly.
Wasn't the Pageant one of the venues at the height of COVID where they were making you show your vaccine passport to get in?
I think
so. I'm pretty sure, because I remember people, friends of mine who had tickets and were like, yeah, this is ridiculous. I'm not going.
So sorry we missed the Rachel Madcow event this weekend, but there you have it.
It looks like it holds 2,300.
Ooh, and they sold it out at $65 a head. Now, if she didn't get paid for that, where'd the money go? That would be my question. Does it go into the general fund for the St. Louis County Library? My guess is that she charges a fee to do these things. I'd love to ask the moderator, was there a single question to her about the cover-up of Joe Biden's dementia for the past 4 years? Did she feel it in any way complicit for denying the fact that we had somebody deep in the throes of some sort of mental decline, supposedly in charge of the country? And if he wasn't in charge of the country, who is? And what does it say about the state of journalism in this country? Now, maybe she did get asked that question, and she had her Democrat talking points, and she was able to spin it to, I'm sure, a very supportive crowd at the pageant this weekend. Let's just hope it wasn't paid for with your tax dollars. Coming up, speaking of tax dollars, we're going to talk to Joe Vaccaro, who's a retired alderman here in the city. I want to talk to him about this fix-up, this cleanup in North City. Specifically, this ordinance by the city that when you get an insurance payout for damage, assuming you had insurance, the city gets to hold 25% of it. We're going to find out what that's all about, why they did it. He was on the board when that rule was implemented, I'm pretty sure, and he's got some opinions on whether or not it ought to hang around. So we'll get to Joe Vaccaro coming up in the next hour at about 7:20. There is a special session underway in Missouri. Gets underway today down in Jeff City. Got former Senator Bill Eigel on at about 7:35 to talk about that and funding for the stadium for the Kansas City Royals. As they celebrate Pride Night out in Kansas City. Was that last night?
I'm trying
to remember.
Well, they just tweeted out. So I'm looking on X right now. 22 hours ago, it said, baseball is for everyone with the Pride flag. And they put hashtag Pride Month. And it says, all are welcome in our home. Really interesting timing on that one, Royals.
The MLB put that out. So I think it's like a blanket for all those teams.
So mine, the use of the only one
the
that
Royals,
does not.
Except the Rangers.
The Rangers are the only team.
Shared it, right? And
they
that's really
it on their
bad
X account.
Timing for somebody there who should have probably thought that through on the evening of the special session where they're going to beg Missouri taxpayers for hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies for their new stadium.
With the Republican supermajority. Mm. The problem is, though, our Republican governor, I believe, is all about this.
He is, and so is the Speaker of the Senate pro tem, apparently, from what I've been reading online. I don't know where John Patterson stands on it, but we'll talk all that over with Bill Eigel here at about 7:35. Right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Mark, when we were here in March, you said there was going to be big inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. Actually, the inflation numbers are the best in 4 years. So why don't we stop trying to say this could happen and wait and see what does happen?
Yeah, thank you, Scott Bessent, for kind of setting Margaret Brennan straight on CBS yesterday. She of the forecast a few months ago, there's going to be more inflation. Well, guess what, Scott says? There's been less.
If we can accomplish these reforms to just have a free and fair society, the Democrats are doomed.
Stephen Miller pointing that out, that if the Republicans can just get this agenda passed and get it implemented, the Democrats may not have a chance in the midterm.
How Americans sort of see the parties. Which party is better described as the party with strong leaders? Look at this.
Wow.
16% of Americans say Democrats. 40% say that of the Republican Party.
Woo! Did you hear that? Yeah, that's on CNN. And it must have just pained them to have to admit that.
If a prize fighter loses, it doesn't inspire people to riot.
How did he inspire people to riot?
By not conceding the election.
Oh, come on.
Bill Maher being called out for his baked-in belief against still that Donald Trump had something to do with the riot at the Capitol building on January 6th, where some people broke in, like a very, very tiny percentage of people that showed up that day to exercise their constitutional right and talk about challenging a couple of electoral slates. Democrats have done it for years. When the Republicans showed up to do it, guess what? He was encouraging insurrection. And this David Mamet, who I'm not even familiar with, but apparently he's a producer in Hollywood, called him out on it, called it BS right to his face. So I'm going to play that bite for you coming up just a little bit later in the show. Right now we're going to get to a break, so we have plenty of time with Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage. A lot to discuss with the Supreme Court session coming to an end and a lot of big decisions still pending. We'll be right back.
The local people getting way ahead on motive and the FBI saying we don't have it yet. You now have the opposite here. And until we know that the victims were members of that organ of the Jewish event, we don't have the nexus. And I will believe the Denver police chief that they do not have that nexus now. And if they do, I will be the first one out here saying that that is a hate crime. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That,
thanks, Mark.
That was CNN lecturing the country yesterday. One of their terrorism experts named Juliet Kayyem lecturing the country that what happened in Boulder should not be called a hate crime yet, despite the fact that the shirtless individual is a Muslim who's here illegally, who was screaming free Palestine while tossing Molotov cocktails at a group of Jewish people.
Yeah, well, she's just denying reality, which is what we would come to expect from CNN, isn't it? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Let me tell you something else about what's interesting about this. This guy who was arrested, this terrorist who did this, you know, he was admitted during the Biden administration. He had overstayed his visa. But this brings up the crucial question of, did the Biden administration actually do any kind of investigation into his background? Because, you know, the general rule during the Biden administration was to simply let illegal aliens and others into the country without doing any kind of check whatsoever. And this may be another remnant of the Biden administration's, frankly, irresponsible policies.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree on that. I mean, they were both critical. They had Andy McCabe on there too, not surprisingly, critical of the FBI for too quickly suggesting this might have been a hate crime. I'm like, thank goodness this guy's not in charge up there anymore.
God, I have to agree with that. Unfortunately, I don't know when you're freeing Palestine as That's what you're yelling, and who are you attacking? Folks who were there to support Israel, support the freeing of the hostages, and they don't think it's a hate crime? Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's just ridiculous.
You know, I know the president, we're talking to Hans von Spakovsky, a legal expert from Heritage. I know the president got a couple of key wins from the Supreme Court last week on immigration.
Yeah, no, he did. Based on emergency appeals, the Supreme Court stayed lower court decisions that told him he couldn't end the parole, again, that the Biden administration had issued to 500,000 illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and other countries. It wasn't just that the Biden administration was giving them parole and saying, oh, yeah, come on into the country. They were actually giving them, if you can believe this, work permits, which they're not allowed to do under federal immigration law. And the Supreme Court did the same thing, again, stopping a lower court, which told Trump he couldn't end what's called temporary protected status for Venezuelans. That's a power a president has to allow aliens into the country temporarily, often due to, you know, natural disasters like the hurricane that hit Haiti. It's totally up to the discretion of the president for a lower court to say you can't end it. It was just, frankly, far outside the law. The Supreme Court stepped in to protect the president's power under the statute.
Any other key decisions, Hans, that you're tracking that we could expect later on this month from the Supreme Court? Because obviously we know that the president will continue facing these legal challenges from the left.
Well, look, we're now into June. The Supreme Court ends its term at the end of this month. And the biggest decision, the final decision that they heard arguments in was on birthright citizenship. Now, this was an emergency appeal, so we're not going to get a decision on the substantive merits of whether the president's right about birthright citizenship. But the issue was these nationwide injunctions. Because three different courts had issued them, and we will hopefully get some strict rules set out to stop what is going on in the courts, which is basically a judicial coup happening all over the country.
Yes, indeed. And again, I remind people this because I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can't dislike the mainstream media enough these days. This was their headline on the immigration decision last week. This is from Reuters, which provides content for newscasts all over the country. The U.S. Supreme Court swept away another obstacle to one of President Trump's aggressively pursued policies, mass deportation, again showing its willingness to back his hardline approach to immigration. So them ruling on a constitutional issue is them somehow backing his approach to it.
Yeah, they didn't mention the fact that extending parole on a mass basis to over 500,000 illegal aliens was illegal to start with.
Yeah.
The president doesn't have the power. The president can, on a individual case-by-case basis, give parole to someone who's illegal in the country, usually because of, you know, humanitarian reasons. But to just do it on a massive basis and say, oh, everybody coming in from Nicaragua, they're paroled. That's the president doesn't have that power. It violates federal immigration law. And yet, yeah, that's what Reuters said. Look, the Associated Press, frankly, is just as bad. I've been dealing with their reporters for years, and they're just as bad.
Yep. You just have to know what you're reading and filter it for yourself when you see those sources. Hans, always great having you on. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, dailysignal.com. He has a lot of his thoughts in there as well. So you can search for that. All right. Coming up, we're going to check in with our friend Nicole Murray and find out what's going on in business on this first Monday in June. We'll be right back. Guests they had on there just set them straight when they started talking about this situation in California, where this weekend they had the state track championships and a man won the women's event. And they want to pretend on CNN that, like, that's not what happened. Well, what in your opinion could she do to make this fair? Wait a minute. Who's she? I love that she asked that question. And CNN was shocked. They kept trying to get away from that controversy. And the lady goes, the only way to make this fair is they need to create a separate category. And if trans people want to run against each other, let them do that. Mm-hmm. But keep them out of the women's sports.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the situation out of California. There was also a similar situation out of Oregon where they had a state championship for track and field. And a couple of the girls would not stand on the podium next to the trans athlete. The trans athlete, from my understanding, did not place first. But these two girls actually not only got off the podium, but they turned the other way.
Oh, wow.
Turning their back. And, of course, they got a lot of people cheering for them. And then the other big thing I saw was, remember that the Amani Khalif, or however you say
the boxer.
Right. Well, supposedly Amani's been banned from all future world boxing events unless this person. See, I think it's a biological male. I thought that there was some blood work done that had leaked that proved that he was a male. But anyway, he would have to prove that he was actually female, like he says he is.
Wouldn't a DNA test fix that?
Well, and that's that's what they'll have to do.
Seems like an answer to me. I don't know. We'll talk more about that CNN interaction. It's longer than that. I want to play the rest of it for you coming up here in just a minute. Right now, though, let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, happy June. How are you?
I've got the Monday blues, but I'm okay.
Well, I know. We often experience that. It's going to be 90 here today, so we're going to be heating up like a normal St. Louis summer.
No, we're not. We're getting like almost like fall weather out here. Like it's barely hitting 70.
Oh, wow. Well, it's coming. I'm just warning you. It's headed your way.
Bring it, man. Bring yeah. it. I love sipping by the poolside. You can't do that in colder weather.
No, you cannot. You need that pool water to warm up a little bit, don't you?
Just a touch.
Just a little. What's going on in business?
Futures are moderately lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 54, the NASDAQ down 62, the S&P 500 down barely half a point. An effort is underway at the Board of Aldermen to bar an online car sharing service from using garages or lots within walking distance of St. Louis Lambert International Airport's passenger terminals. A bill introduced by Alderman Shane Kahn would also make it illegal for the platform, Turo Incorporated, to operate anywhere at Lambert without signing a concession agreement with the airport. Such a deal would give Lambert a share of the revenue. With mortgage rates and housing prices still stubbornly elevated, potential homebuyers are looking for ways to save wherever they can. The median sale price for a home in the first quarter of 2025 was just over $400,000. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Mortgage rates, meanwhile, continue to hover around 7%. Snack food maker Mondelez International is suing the Aldi supermarket chain, alleging the packaging for Aldi's store-branded cookies and crackers blatantly copy Mondelez products like Chips Ahoy, Wheat Thins, and Oreos. The company is seeking monetary damages and a court order that would stop Aldi from selling products that infringe upon its trademarks. Global Airlines shaved a key forecast for 2025 industry-wide profits, blaming trade tensions and declining consumer confidence. The IATA industry body now expects Global Airlines to post a combined profit of $36 billion this year. This is down slightly from a previous forecast of $36.6 billion in December. Lilo and Stitch topped this weekend's box office with another $63 million in ticket sales. The film is now the second highest grossing movie of the year with just over $280 million domestically. Sinners came in second, gaining another $5.2 million in ticket sales. And finally, scientists have been studying remote work for 4 years and have reached a very clear conclusion. Working from home makes us happier. Data says that people who work from home experience better sleep, lower stress, and improved mental well-being.
Chicken crap.
This is your favorite story, Nicole. These studies. Is this study funded by Nicole Murray?
I plead the fifth. No, I didn't fund it. But stuff like this, I feel like it's a really good topic because as technology gets better, I feel like there's fewer and fewer excuses of why we have to be in office.
Yeah, except radio people.
Except radio people.
See, this isn't gonna in the long term. This isn't gonna help you unless you switch careers. You know that, right?
I mean, you never know.
I know we could broadcast out of a closet. I mean, technically during COVID, we had to do that for like 4 months here. They chased us out of the building and we had to broadcast remotely. But people who haven't done it don't understand the importance of that personal interaction when you're in the studio with somebody as opposed to trying to, you know, get the intonation in their voice or whatever and react when you're not together. There's just something that's missing out of it when you do that, in my opinion, at least for what I do for a living.
No, I agree. Honestly, I think I might go a little crazy if I worked from home because then I would just be alone all the time.
Yeah,
forever.
Who do you talk to? And then I think, too, about some of the businesses who are intentionally starting a company right at the heart of where a lot of these other, you know, high rises are, knowing that a bunch of people over their lunch break are going to walk right down and spend money at their company.
Yeah.
So then what do they do? Because you're less likely to go out to those businesses if you're working from home all the time. I like the hybrid schedule, but like Mark said, there is something when you're actually in person and you can meet together in a room face to face. You just don't get it if you're looking through a computer screen. But I understand what you're saying. I do love the idea of working from home. When I had to do remote work for a while with my old job, it was fantastic. I got so much stuff done. Laundry, dishes.
Yeah. There's also, maybe it's a little less intimidating to get in trouble from home. I will say that. Versus person, like face-to-face, getting that email. All you have to do is read it and kind of, then you have time to like formulate a response kind of thing versus
being called
person.
Into an office.
That's a good point. Hey, listen, I hope it warms up for you up there, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you Wednesday. We appreciate that. Yeah, back to the story she was talking about there at the top of her her news, and that is this bill, effort underway at the Board of Aldermen to stop car sharing at the airport. I'm a free market guy. If I want to take my car and drop it off for somebody at the airport, and they pay me $20 in return so that when they land, they have a car to get in and drive away. The only thing they're worried about is the city losing a dime that they could confiscate from you. They want to negotiate profit sharing with this company called Turo to make sure the city gets every dime it's deserved because they're so starved for cash. Mm-hmm. That just sits wrong with me. I hated it when they tried to screw you getting an Uber at the airport because they demanded that Uber had to pay X amount of dollars of each ride from the airport because it was somehow stopping the taxi drivers. It was going to cheat the taxi drivers. What it was really about was making sure the city got a slice of the pie.
Oh, yeah, it always goes back to the money.
It's the reason a hamburger costs you $25 at the airport. This is why.
Yeah.
They charge exorbitant rates for the real estate, and then they pass that right along to the captive audience that's not allowed to leave and drive to the local drive-thru. I'm sorry. I'm on a soapbox. But that's okay. I think that's silly. A bill introduced by Alderman Shane Cohn would make it illegal for Turo to operate anywhere at Lambert Airport within walking distance. They want to make sure that you can't walk to get to the car that Turo's left there for you because they want a level playing field to make sure that the other people they've already leveraged or blackmailed for cash won't get screwed out of the deal. Actually, it's all about the city making sure they get their dollar out of each transaction. What a shame. That's kind of what we've come down to. They don't have enough money to pay their bills. They can't take it that somebody might have come up with a better idea for ride sharing. I'm just saying. That's where we live these days. All right, coming up, we'll get to you in other news. Next hour, Joe Vaccaro, former city alderman, on, well, maybe we'll ask him about that thing at the airport, but I'm more interested in the insurance situation for people impacted by the storm within the city of St. Louis and the fact that the city withholds 25% of insurance payments. So we'll talk about what that's about coming up. Stay tuned.
In other news.
Remember the adorable 13-year-old battling brain cancer, DJ Daniel, who really was in the national spotlight after it was during Trump's joint address to Congress, and he was made an honorary Secret Service member. Remember that?
Sure, yeah.
Well, he's been going around the country, including St. Louis, and he's been sworn into like 1,300 different police departments as this honorary officer. Well, now it's come out that he's facing three new tumors.
Oh,
which is just so
kid.
Sad. I know, because it already was not a good diagnosis. Like, they only had given him, at the time, they'd given him less than 5 months to live in 2018. But then obviously he surpassed that. But I think they're still thinking with the severity of the brain cancer, it's not looking good.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I know he was here locally, and mm-hmm. a bunch of departments got together and granted him, deputy status.
Yeah.
And he was very happy about that. That's very sad
I
news.
Know.
Really is. So I read this story out of Long Island, and it's really a little bit unbelievable. So probably a lot of you, if you have a pool, you look forward to when you go out and you uncover the pool for the summer. In Long Island, this homeowner went out and uncovered his pool and found a body floating in the water.
That would be probable. I can't even imagine discovering
it,
that.
It happened in East Shoreham, New York. He called 911 on Sunday afternoon after finding a man's body in his pool. He didn't want to comment, as neighbors are now trying to figure out who the person may have been and how it could have happened. They think somebody got under the cover to try to swim and drowned. It's what their initial thought.
Are you on drugs?
Speculation
if you're trying to get
was.
Under the cover and swim?
I don't know.
You have to be on something. Do you think that's a good idea?
Investigators are looking at whether the person may have been 23-year-old Matthew Zoll, a fugitive from the law.
How long do they think he'd been there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They don't know?
It doesn't say how long... When he stabbed his 61-year-old father to death and then ran, and they've been looking for him. He doesn't live very far away, but it doesn't say the date when that happened. So, yeah.
Very sad.
That's really sad and really disgusting, to be honest.
It really is.
There's this crazy story out of Florida where there was some duck, a Muscovy duck, that was finally captured after he had been attacking multiple people in the neighborhood. In fact, one of the local news stations went out there to try to cover this because there have been so many attacks. This duck coming out, people would just be sitting on their porch and the duck would come up and just start attacking people, that even the reporter was attacked. The duck was trying to chase the reporter. So animal control finally was able to capture this, well, he's a cute duck, but they were able to capture the duck and they took him to some animal sanctuary more than 200 miles away.
It's a duck.
No. Birds can be scary. Honestly, I do not like birds. Large groups of birds are one of my biggest fears. Like, you know when you see all the birds lining the power lines? I cringe looking at that.
Kim. If it looked like a duck... Walk like a duck and quack like a duck. It's a duck.
I don't care. It's scary.
Grab it by the neck.
If they're attacking me, I don't like it.
Did a bird attack you at some point?
Actually, yes, there was. When I was a kid, when I was a kid, it tried to. Yeah. Maybe there's some trauma I need to address.
Yeah, speaking
of people ducking things, the CEO of Tinder is disappointed because Gen Z is not hooking up as much. How about that? He's planning a new direction to find revenue because he's reported that people have been in the friend zone too much recently and they're not hooking up. This generation of Gen Z 18 to 28 is not a hookup generation. They don't drink as much alcohol. They don't have as much sex, said Spencer Raskoff, the CEO. He told an investor this during an earnings call. We need to adapt our products to accept that reality.
I have a hard time believing that Gen Z's not hooking up as much.
Well, Tinder's seeing their usage decline.
Say, maybe they're just not using Tinder.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
They're friend zoning each other more.
I don't know.
Maybe they're all looking at their phones. I don't know.
I would think it's a good trend, personally. I mean, people are backing away from that kind of approach to life.
It's a good thing if that's true. I support that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, coming up, Sue, thank you. Coming up, we'll get to Joe Vaccaro, former St. Louis alderman. We're going to talk about this insurance policy where they hold part of your money if you're getting a recovery in the city of St. Louis. Back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.